if a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I
haven't seen him.
Now, let's see. Of something now that you do every day, and you do it very frequently, you would say, yes, I
have met him.
All right. Let's see now. Does your brother like ice cream? Yes, he
does.
Let's see now. Now, if your son is in school but pays no attention to the teacher, you might think he just blank to care. He goes to school and he doesn't pay much attention to the teacher. You might say he just blank to care.
He just don't care.
If you've been trying to make up your mind about something, would you say, I've been thinking about it, or I have been thinking around it?
I've been thinking about it.
All right, let's see now. You might say that you live in a frame. You live in a frame
house?
The big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed is called
barn.
The building you store corn in?
Yep.
Now, what do you call a building or part of a building where you store grain?
Grain. I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, another word, say, for, even where you might store corn or oats or something like that. All right, fine. Now, the upper part of the barn is called what?
Barn.
Now, if too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside? Too much hay to get it in the barn, so how would it?
That.
All right. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Lay it down.
All right. What do you know of any names for small piles of hay raked up in the field? Small piles of hay. All right. Now, where do you keep your cows?
Cows.
Now, what do you call a place where you keep horses?
I call it stall.
Now, besides the barn, you have a special place where you would milk the cow outside. What would you call a place where you milk the cow, say, outside?
Barn yard.
Now, where would you keep hogs and pigs?
Keep them in the hog pen.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
Cellar.
Now, what do you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and the mules and the other animals walk around?
Barnyard.
What would you call the place where you let them out to graze?
Pasture.
Now, you know, I'm sure Linda wouldn't have been able to quit to think of these terms, because she hasn't, you know, been accustomed to that sort of thing. All right. Did you ever raise cotton? Did you ever have anything to do with raising cotton?
You picked it some one time.
All right. Very good. And you've already told me that you worked on a farm and your experience with a mule.
What?
I thought that was terrific. Fabulous counsel that will include you. All right. What do you call the grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it to?
Row.
All right. Now, cotton and corn would be grown in a...
Row.
All right.